one here, the rowdies one there. They kick the ball around. The rowdies one here, the rowdies one there. Then they fall on the ground. Oh, the rowdies, the rowdies, the rowdies are the pig in the grass.
Here's another reason why WISL is your sports leader. Now, on FM Talk 92.1 and News Power 1040 WISL, North America's longest-running soccer radio show, Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. Your hosts, former Rochester Lancers trainer Joe Redcard Sirianni, Rochester Rhinos broadcaster Andrew Battisti, the editor of FrontRowSoccer.com, former Rochester Lancers reporter and a 2012 inductee into the Lancers Wall of Fame, Michael Lewis, and former Lancer and Canadian Soccer Hall of Famer, Mr. Zero, Dick Howard. Soccer is a Kick in the Grass is presented by Dr. David Olivo Family Dentistry and brought to you by the following sponsors: the Rochester Rhinos, top-notch monogramming Northfield Commons, Pittsburgh, Salvatore's Pizza and Donuts Delight, Faber Homes, Claridge Decorating Center, Glacier Ridge Sports Park, Olindo's, and Allstate Insurance agent Enzo Scolo. And now, here's Soccer is a Kick in the Grass.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. This is Andrew Battisti. Thanks for being with us tonight. Well, we're in the final week of the World Cup, one of the best World Cups I have ever seen, on par with the World Cup from 1986. And it's been one of the best tournaments ever. We're going to look back at the big moments in the quarterfinals and preview the semifinals tomorrow, Belgium against France, Wednesday, England against Croatia. Dick Howard and Michael Lewis will have their thoughts, as will Joe Sirianni in just a moment. And our men's Lancer season is done. The team did very well at the end of the season, winning a few games in a row. The Lady Lancers still have an outside chance to make the UWS playoffs if they can win this Saturday on the road at Yeovil College against the Western New York Flash. Soccer Sam Fantuzzo is going to join us to talk about the Lancers and also the 40th anniversary of his company that he founded as a high school project, Salvatore's Old Fashioned Pizzerias. We'll get all the information on that. And now let's go live to the birthplace of pro soccer in Rochester, the Italian American Sport Club, and our host, Joe Redcard Sirianni. How's it going, Joe?
Good evening, Andrew, and good evening to all the people that listen to our show. And what a season has been, as you mentioned, with the World Cup and other things that are going to happen this coming week. As a matter of fact, tomorrow and Wednesday. And then the finals, which should be a stunning thing. The teams that we saw and the soccer that we seen, it's unbelievable, first class, if I can say, superior class. There's been so many good games that it's difficult to pick one to say this was the best game or there was the best game. Certainly there is a lot of people that are, that remain very happy, and a lot of people that went home and sad. And but that's the way life works. But in any event, soccer in Rochester is also very prominent. Thanks to one of our dear sponsors, Soccer Sam, and he is soccer in Rochester. He is taking over where the people like Charlie Shano and others have left, and now he carries the torch to make sure the soccer will remain in Rochester, one of the cities that was labeled to be soccer, soccer USA, the best soccer in the country. But that's the way it goes, and certainly I invite all of our listeners to support soccer, to be able to, to support soccer fame, to support the Lancers, and basically support soccer in general, whether you're a passionate fan, whether you have your kids playing, whether you have your brother or your sister playing, because soccer is a game that will exist forever and ever, especially on the world class. People should know that there is like 284 countries competing to get to the final that we have seen so far. So those are my thoughts. And before I leave, I just want to thank Soccer Sam for all that he's doing, and wish him more prosperity on his business, pizza business.
Oh, don't go away yet, Joe. We still got a couple things I wanted to talk to you about.
No, I'm not going away. But
as long as you can hang on.
Before I forget.
So we want to mention also, of course, the Rhinos are still going to be the hosts for two more USL matches this year. On July 28th, be 3 weeks, about 3 weeks from now, the Toronto FC 2 will face Nashville SC, a brand new team in the USL. That'll be at Marina Auto Stadium. And then also in August, the Rhinos will have Toronto FC playing against Bethlehem Steel, which features former Rhinos goalie John McCarthy periodically, depending if he gets called up to Philadelphia Union or not. So you can get your tickets for those two matches by calling 454-KICK or go to rhinosoccer.com. There's also special events going on for both those matches, beer tastings and things like that. So go to rhinosoccer.com for all the details on those matches coming up. And, Joe, I mean, your team is in the news right now. So many things are going on with Juventus. We got to mention a couple of these here. First of all, they announced a new signing today. Emre Can, who played the last several years for Liverpool, is now a member of Juventus. He's German international. So he'll be playing for the La Vecchia Signora this year. And also they announced today, officially, Paris Saint-Germain, the signing, and introduced the former Juve goalie, Gigi Buffon. So what do you think about all that?
Oh, my God. I do not imagine Buffon playing for any other team. But, you know, I guess that's the way soccer is. But they're saddening me because Buffon is the guy that has been on the national team, is the guy that represented Juventus throughout his life, most of his life. So it's kind of saddening me.
Well, it is sad, but you know he's going to be, I'm sure, doing a great job for Paris Saint-Germain. 40 years old. And he says he's arriving with the enthusiasm of a child, and the French fans are very happy to have him being a part of Paris Saint-Germain. We'll see if he actually is the starting goalkeeper or if they're going to go with a younger player, maybe have Buffon be a mentor of some sort. And it says, in theory, it says he will mentor Areola, who is the current goalie for Paris Saint-Germain, so maybe help to improve his game. But, I mean, Joe, obviously the biggest news, and it's not official yet, but they're certainly saying in the next 48 hours it's going to be announced, the move of Cristiano Ronaldo from Real Madrid to Juventus for a transfer fee of 100 million euros, which is about $133 million. Incredible.
Yeah. Well, certainly they're pleasing me a lot. I think that Juventus getting it themselves to win the championship, this year, and I hope that the players that they bring in are going to be constructive instead of destructive, and certainly I think Italian soccer is going to be put in a different class right now with the arrival of Cristiano Ronaldo. So we'll see what happens.
It says they're already selling jerseys with his name on the back, and he wearing, of course, his famous number 7. So yeah. We'll see if it happens. I mean, he'll be coming to the United States to play for Juventus, including the MLS All-Star Game plus other friendly matches. So that will certainly be a huge draw for American fans to see him, even though they crashed out of the World Cup, Portugal did, in the round of 16. He's still the best marketed. Him and Messi are the two biggest marketed players in the world.
Exactly. Andrew, the other thing before, I want to say thanks to Lou. You know, I can't think of his last name right now, but he sits next to me. And for
Lou
all
Reinwald.
His attendance, the attendance that he has been to every game, woman, man, and everything. For the Lancers, he was there for the Vinyl, and he's going to be forever and ever. So, Lou, I appreciate you. I appreciate being your neighbor at the stadium. I appreciate what you do for soccer, and I appreciate you being in my life as not only as a friend, but as a passionate fan of soccer. So, Lou, thank you so much for all you do.
Yes, thank you, Lou. And Lou has been a sponsor of our show before when he had his printing business. So we appreciate Lou and all the fans. I mean, there was a great crowd on Saturday at the stadium, yeah, especially for the men's game. You know, Doug Miller didn't play, but the Lancers won 1-0, and I got a chance to be the color commentator with Joe Giuliano. And thank you, Joe, mm-hmm, for letting me do that, because it was a lot of fun. And hopefully maybe somewhere down the road we'll see where the Lancers play next year, whether it be at the stadium or someplace else. We'll hear, I'm sure, we'll talk to Sam about that a little bit when we get into his segment coming up at 7 o'clock. So I also want to say that not only is Salvatore's having a 40th anniversary, Joe Sirianni is having the 40th anniversary of his 40th birthday. So you can do the math.
Thank you very much, Andrew. And thank you to Sam, and thank you to you and your wife for being so kind to me.
Oh, you deserve it, Joe. Enjoy the delicious meal from a unnamed restaurant. If he sponsors our show, then we would mention his name. So tell him that when you go see him.
Okay.
All right, Joe. We'll have you back here in the studio next week, and we'll talk about the final, and whoever wins it, one of those four European teams will be the champion. So we'll see what happens.
Very good. Thank you so much, Andrew.
Thanks, Joe. Joe Sirianni, live from the Italian American Sport Club. And Joe, again, will be back with us on next week's show. And obviously, music's a big part of the World Cup. I tried to find something that would link up the first semifinals teams, France and Belgium, of course, neighbors, and they share the same language, share a border. And the most popular song ever from a Belgian artist was from 1963, and she sang it in French. And all tribute and all memories, and God rest her soul, the Singing Nun. So we'll take that into our next segment with Dick Howard coming up, talking World Cup soccer on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass here on WISL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM, and live on the web at soccerisakickinthegrass.com.
À l'époque où Jean sans terre d'Angleterre était le roi, Dominique notre père combattit les albigeois. Dominique nique s'en allait tout simplement, routier, pauvre et chantant. En tout chemin, en tout lieu, il ne parle que du bon Dieu, il ne parle que du bon Dieu.
Top-notch monogramming is
soccer, Lancers, U.S. national team, Pelé, Pittsburgh United.
Top-notch monogramming is
reggae, Bob Marley, Grateful Dead, Giant Panda, Clash.
Top-notch monogramming is
embroidery, screen printing, heat transfers.
Top-notch monogramming is
Rochester, Pittsburgh, USA wear.
Top-notch monogramming.com, 248-2650. Top-notch monogramming, peace and love since 1992.
Are you looking for a new dentist for your family? Dr. David Olivo has been caring for Rochester's dental needs for over 15 years and would welcome the opportunity to serve you. To make an appointment, call 328-3382. Dr. David Olivo, offering quality dentistry with a gentle touch.
Cooja Cooja, it's me, Soccer Sam, for Salvatore's Pizza. Why Salvatore's? We use the highest quality ingredients in all our menu items. Spotless clean locations. A local family supporting our local community. Full menu delivery. And yeah, we deliver everything but babies. We purchase all our supplies locally from Palmer's. Online ordering at salvatores.com and our hotline 234-5555. And we have an amazing staff. Do it with me. Salvatore!
Are you looking to update the kitchen, bath, or flooring in your home, but don't know where to begin? Whether it's cabinetry, carpeting, hardwood flooring, tile, or kitchen and bathroom remodeling, Claridge Design Center in Chi-Lai Fall Plaza is the place to start. Locally owned with over 25 years in business, Claridge Custom Designs and Builds quality remodeling projects throughout Rochester and Monroe County. At Claridge, the visions and ideas you have for your home are developed with the experienced Claridge designers to make your dream project a reality, and the quality of service you receive at Claridge is second to none. For more information or to schedule an appointment, call Claridge at 889-5800 or visit their website to meet the Claridge team. See examples of their finished work at ClarideDesignCenter.com.
Looking to save money on your weekly grocery bill? Visit Olindo's Cash and Carry at 1510 Lyle Avenue in Rochester. Olindo's provides Italian and Spanish items, imported and domestic cheeses, deli meats, and homegrown produce with a perfect blend of quality, selection, value, and personal service. Olindo's wholesale prices are the best around, and there's no membership fee. Call Olindo's at 647-1985 or visit them on the web at olindofoodservice.com.
Soccer is a kick in the grass on WISL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM.
Now, on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass, it's time for our international report with one of North America's top soccer journalists, a member of the Canadian Soccer Hall of Fame, and a 2013 inductee into the Rochester Lancers Hall of Fame, Mr. Zero, Dick Howard.
And our international slash World Cup report with Dick Howard, brought to you by our title sponsor, Dr. David Olivo Family Dentistry, located at 2005 Lyle Avenue in Gates, just over the border of the city of Rochester, right next to the 390 Expressway. And yes, it is under severe construction, so call the office at 328-3382 if you are already a patient of Dr. Olivo and need directions how to get there with the construction, or if you're a new patient or somebody who's interested in changing dentists, or you just moved to Rochester or looking for a great dentist, we highly recommend Dr. Dave Olivo. Both Joe and I go to Dr. Olivo. He's an excellent dentist, and very little pain, if any, and a great staff. They take great care of you, take care of all the insurance, all that. Plus, he's a great soccer guy, supports youth soccer in Gates and Chilai for many, many years. Also, you can go to the website at davidolivodmd.com. You can also look him up on Facebook as well for the latest information on the practice. So, again, thank you to Dr. Olivo for all he does for soccer and for our show, Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. Dick, I mean, what can you say? We got a lot to talk about tonight, but what are you feeling right now? Are you nervous about what's going to happen on Wednesday?
Well, there's always that nervousness, and, it's fascinating, isn't it? We've got tremendous clash between two European neighbours tomorrow. It's going to be a real tactical battle, and then a team that, right from the get-go, I said Croatia, the Brazilians of Europe, on their day can beat anybody, and now, of course, they're up against England, who have shown that there's a good blend of youth and experience and a new-look England team. So two real important games, obviously, but fascinating clashes because you've got so many good players on the field for both teams tomorrow and on Wednesday.
That's for sure. But let's go back a little bit because we didn't have a chance. Last time we were on the show, England hadn't even played their round of 16 match yet, which was a historic match for England. And, you know, again, for those of you who don't know, Dick is from England. If you couldn't guess that, if you're new to the show.
Liverpool, England.
Well, we're going to talk about a specific Liverpoolian in just a moment. But when England went into the 90th minute, had 1-0 against Colombia, you thought the match was over and England was going to move on. All of a sudden, Colombia scores in stoppage time on a set piece, and it goes to extra time. England looked devastated. I don't think they recovered throughout the entire extra time period, but they didn't allow any goals, so it went to penalties. What was going through your mind, Dick, when the final whistle blew and it was going to penalties, given England's history from the spot?
You're right, Andrew, England's history. I thought, uh-oh, not again, because on three previous occasions, of course, we'd gone out through the penalty kick route, and it was thankfully not to be, and goalkeeper for Everton Football Club, Jordan Pickford, who did the business, you know, and made some tremendous saves.
He did. I was nervous, especially when Henderson's missed his penalty when it was stopped, and I thought, oh no, it's going to happen again. This team is.
Well, you're quite right, because of the late goal by Colombia. They had the momentum certainly in extra time, and it showed a lot of the character of this England team, which came through, of course, in the convincing win over Sweden.
Yeah, and so and you wonder, after England won the match, I thought to myself, and I'll be very transparent. I want England to win. I'm rooting for them, even though I think France is still going to be the champion. I stuck with that from the very beginning, but I want England to win this. I thought, you know, this could be a team of destiny, because you don't overcome something like that. And it shows Gareth Southgate and what a tremendous job he's done. And he talked about how the preparation for penalties and doing the same thing over and over again, knowing exactly what you're going to do at the time. And I think it showed in that result.
And also the trick, I don't know, you heard the story about Jordan Pickford. On his water bottle, had listed all the kickers and their tendencies of whether they went right or left or down the middle. On the water bottle that he used in that penalty kick shootout period.
Yes,
thank goodness
the
opposing goalkeeper didn't pick it up and read it, because that was his clue as to what was happening. It certainly helped him in the penalty kicks.
And for those of you who are Colombia fans, like Diego Armando Maradona, I'm sure he's listening right now, it's not illegal. There's no rule against having that. It's like having the quarterback in an NFL game having a thing on his wrist showing the plays, or in a collegiate football game. It's not illegal to do that. So it'll be interesting to see if it happens again, though, if England has to go to penalties in any of the last two. They will play twice, either in the final or the third place game. So
yeah, I don't think they'll go to penalties against Croatia. I think they'll have the edge. But it might have to go to extra time, but I don't think it'll go to penalty kicks.
I'm wondering about this match, because, you know, Croatia, and I've said at the beginning, it's like yourself, Dick, that Croatia was a team I thought was going to go far in this tournament, because they have the best midfield in the tournament with Modric and Radicic and the rest of them. But the fact that they've had to go through two 120-minute matches and penalties in their first two knockout
excellent
stage games.
Point. No, that's an excellent point, Andrew. And I think also the travel involved, it's going to be a real test of character for the Croatian team. But you rightly say they have arguably the top midfield player in the world in Modric, who has done, you know, marvellous things throughout the tournament. And you've got Radicic and various other players who are equally effective. They're going to be a real battle in midfield. But England, of course, rely on set pieces so much. They only scored three goals from set plays accounted for eight, of which Harry Kane has got six, and he's in line for the goal-scoring championship. But it's going to be a very interesting game, and it certainly will be decided in the midfield.
I think it will as well, but you got to give Croatia a lot of credit, Dibby. I tell you, that match, I watched the Russia-Croatia match from the stadium, because the Lancer ladies were playing at the same time. And I was in an extra time period. People thought Russia's done, but they came back and tied the score in extra time. And I thought they were going to win that penalty kick shootout, but Smolov and Fernandez were awful. I mean, you've got to do better than what they did in the penalty shootout. They just, I don't know what was going through their mind. Probably the pressure got to them, but it cost them the match.
Yeah, you had to feel for Fernandez, who scored the goal, hadn't he?
The
equalizer, and not getting the ball on target. I think that's the key thing. At least make the goalkeeper save, but don't put it wide of the post, as happened in this case. But because in general, there's been a lot of drama, of course, with the penalty kicks, and who knows, it might happen in tomorrow's game, although I don't think so. I think it'll be decided in regulation time. But no, Andrew, getting back, I think it's created tremendous interest throughout England, from north to south, east to west. The community is just caught up in the euphoria, and Gareth Southgate, as you mentioned, has kept a lid on things. He's not getting carried away too much. And I think he's done an outstanding job with the team.
He has. I mean, he's going to be a national hero if he can bring home the trophy that has eluded England since 1966. They've never even been to a final since 1966. So this match is a big one. I'm thinking Croatia. The fitness is going to be a real challenge, but you never know. But here's a stat that I cannot say I took credit for this, because it was said on the broadcast of the England game. Jordan Henderson, who's the captain of Liverpool, when he has played for England, the last 30 matches, England have won 23 and tied 7. They've not lost in 30 matches with Jordan Henderson in the lineup.
That's
I got a feeling he's going to be a key man for the Three Lions come Wednesday.
Yeah, Roberto Martinez, same situation since he took over as coach and manager of the Belgium team. 19 wins and 5 ties. He's not lost a game, so again. But the interesting thing that you, I'm sure, picked up on is Thierry Henry, a great player with France and Les Bleus over the years, is the assistant coach to Belgium.
Wow.
And interesting statistic, I didn't know this, but in 21 games, it was the French team was never beaten when Didier Deschamps and Thierry Henry played for Les Bleus. And now they're on opposite sides, you know, one as a head coach, one as the assistant coach. So there'll be lots of banter, of course, with regards to that. But tomorrow is going to be a real tactical battle, and I'm really looking forward to it because, as I say, there's so many quality players, and the systems they're going to use. Will the French go with the 4-2-3-1? Will they go 4-3-3? Will Martinez stick to his 3-4-3 formation? There's all kinds of questions being asked. The bottom line is we've got four quality goalkeepers in the two semifinals, and I think they could well be deciding factors.
Well, that's a big question for Croatia, though. Slobodic had a little hamstring problem. He was able to gut it out, but you wonder if he's going to be fully fit
that's
for
right.
that went match.
Have you heard anything? I haven't heard anything whether he's going to play or not, but you're quite right. He had that injury. He persisted in staying in, made quality saves, but to play a full game, it would be a lot more challenging, of course.
France and Belgium. I mean, Belgium, what a result against Brazil. A lot of people pick Brazil to win this tournament. And I don't know why, because European teams win in Europe. It's just a fact, and we have four European teams. But it was a great result. They took control of the game from the start, and they went right at Brazil. They were not intimidated or awed by Brazil, and they beat them at their own game, and then they held on for the victory. While France had a much easier time of it against Uruguay, and you feel bad for the Uruguayans because without Cavani, they were not the same team, and it showed. But it sets up a dream semifinal, two neighboring countries that have played each other so many times in history. And not since 2015, though. It was the last time they played each other. It was a 4-3 win by Belgium in the Parc des Princes in France. And it was Mauro Fellaini who was the hero, two goals and an assist for the Red Devils. So you wonder how he might fit into all this on Tuesday.
He's certainly done well when he's coming, whether he's starting or coming in as a sub. Fellaini's shown his character and obviously his height and his aggressiveness in and around the penalty area makes him a very effective player. He could well start, I think, in the game tomorrow. And of course, playing in the midfield, we've got Pogba and Kante. So there's all kinds of individual matchups.
Wow.
The one that I find interesting was Olivier Giroud, the striker for Les Bleus, the French team. No shots, no goals, one assist. But what an effective player, the target player, and working with his players in his area, especially a player by the name of Mbappe. Kylian Mbappe, what pace. If he can get going, he will cause major problems for Vincent Kompany and company.
That's a good line there, Vincent Kompany and company. I have to remember that one. That would be a good television show, I think. But, Dick, my prediction is this, and I said this when I was on with Michael on Saturday on Sam's show. I think N'Golo Kanté is going to be the key to this game. He's the best ball winner in the world, the best defensive midfielder. He allows Pogba and Mbappe and Griezmann to push further forward because they know he's going to be there to win the ball. And if he can control the center of the park, I think that France is going to have a little bit too much for Belgium, and they're going to find a way to win by a goal. And it'll probably be I think it's going to be a 1-0 result because of the quality of the goalkeeping. But I think it'll be a 1-0 result, and France will go in. And maybe I'm picking with my heart, but I have to go with England because I just think they're going to be too strong for Croatia, given the 120-minute matches, and they're just on a roll right now, and no one's been able to find a way to stop them or challenge them in the back even. They've given very few chances away. So an England-France final would be something special with so much history between those two countries.
Yeah, I wouldn't disagree, Andrew. I'm picking 2-1 France in tomorrow's game and 2-1 possibly after extra time in the game on Wednesday. But it's going to be a battle, you know. The Croatian team, they've done so well over the years, and such talented players. It's going to be a real battle for England, but I think they'll come through in the end, and tomorrow is just going to be the odd goal that will decide it in the battle of the neighbours.
Well, it's going to be exciting, Dick. Well, next week we're going to be looking back on this World Cup. It's amazing that it's almost over already, but we've got four more matches to go, and they're going to all going to be stellar matches. So enjoy
it. One of the best World Cups for a long, long time, Andrew. What do you think?
It has. It's been incredible.
I think the quality of the play and the excitement has been unmatched. It certainly ranks up there as one of the best.
It does, and hopefully the last four matches will put a cap on this and make it the best. I'd hate to see a 0-0 final. That would be a big letdown, but something tells me it's not going to happen. There's a lot of scoring prowess out there for these teams. So, Dick, we'll talk again next Monday. We'll review it all, and hopefully the Three Lions will be raising the trophy for the first time since 1966.
Great, Andrew. Thanks a lot. Look forward to it.
Thank you, Dick. Dick Howard here on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. And, you know, if England wins the World Cup, they're already playing this song over and over and over again and singing it in the stands. If you hear England winning the World Cup, it's going to be played everywhere. And we're going to go out with Three Lions. We come back with Soccer Sam Fanciuso talking about Salvatores and the Rochester Lancers here on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on WISL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM and live on the web at soccerisakickinthegrass.com.
Sports leader. You're listening to AM 1040 WYSL Avon Rochester, FM 92.1 W22 1CL Rochester, and WYSL1040.com.
Your family is growing, and it's time for a new home. Why buy a used house with someone else's style when you can afford a new Faber home, built to suit your taste and your needs? Start fresh, build new with Faber. Faber Homes can customize your home to meet your wishes and dreams. Faber Homes is now building in six locations. Visit the Faber Homes website at faberhomes.com and find the plan of your dreams or a quick deliver home. Give Faber Homes a call today at 247-4800 or visit faberhomes.com for our current incentives. Faber Homes, great price.
St. Padre Pio Chapel, located at 141 Frank Domino Way in Gates, is a great place to visit for thought and reflection. The chapel is open daily from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m., and you can have a tour of the chapel on request. To arrange for a tour, please call Pia Pelosi at 621-6703.
Caring for your teeth is a key factor in promoting good health. Joe and Andrew highly recommend Dr. David Olivo and his family practice at 2005 Lyle Avenue for all your dental needs. Dr. Olivo and his experienced staff provide a wide array of dental services and procedures in a comfortable and caring atmosphere. New patients are always welcome. Visit Dr. Olivo's interactive website at davidolivodmd.com or call 328-3382 for an appointment. Dr. David Olivo. Levo, offering quality dentistry with a gentle touch.
Glacier Ridge Sports Park is proud to be a sponsor of Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. Glacier Ridge Sports Park is home to a large indoor driving range and golf simulator. Glacier Ridge Snow Tubing, Rochester Lancers Youth Academy, and the Glacier Ridge Dead Zone. Check us out at GlacierRidgeSportsPark.com.
Cooch, it's me, Soccer Sam, for Salvatore's Pizza. Why Salvatore's? We use the highest quality ingredients in all our menu items. Spotless clean locations. A local family supporting our local community. Full menu delivery. And yeah, we deliver everything but babies. We purchase all our supplies locally from Palmer's. Online ordering at salvatores.com and our hotline 234-5555. And we have an amazing staff. Do it with me. Salvatore's.com.
Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on WISL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM.
Happy anniversary, baby. Got you on my mind. Happy anniversary, baby. Got you on my mind.
Welcome back to Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. Andrew Battisti here. Joe Suriani will be back next week. little bit of the Little River Band, different happy anniversary, get away from the Flintstones once for once. And we're joined now by somebody celebrating an anniversary, the 40th anniversary of his business that he started as a high school person. And it has grown and grown and grown and is one of the top pizza businesses in the United States. And, of course, the purveyor of the Rochester Lancers and Kick This, the Soccer Sam Show, and so many, many other things. Soccer Sam Fantuzzo joined us, and Sam's appearance, of course, is brought to you by Salvatore's, who are celebrating their 40th anniversary right now, currently, and also celebrating the World Cup and celebrating Rochester, as they always do. We are very happy to have Salvatore's as a sponsor of Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. And, of course, the number to call is 234-5555 or go to salvatores.com. And, Sam, thanks for being with us on the show.
Thanks for having me, Andrew.
Well, Sam, let's talk about Salvatore's, because it's been your life for the last 40 years. You know, you've given your time, your finances, your blood, sweat, and tears to the business. Looking back on it from 40 years hence, what are you thinking about what has happened with Salvatore's from the start on East Main Street to where it is today?
You know, Andrew, I never imagined, you know, us being where we're at right now. And, you know, it just 40 years just flew by. In 95, my father died. And, you know, he was a big soccer guy, and he helped me at the business every day, coming to the bank and helping me with catering. And I just decided to put that effort from the catering division into soccer, and that's how the Soccer Sam Show was born, and then Kick This, obviously, and, you know, Indoor Lancers, Outdoor Lancers, and it's kind of cool how the whole Salvatore thing and my dad being connected to that in 95 kind of got me more involved with soccer, and we figured out a way to combine my passions. Soccer's my release, man. I go 12, 16 hours a day, 7 days a week hard, and I find time to do soccer and, you know, just kind of, like, get rid of some of the stress.
Yeah, I know that there's been ups and downs with the business, as it were with all businesses. I still remember fondly Soccer Sam's Pizza and Pasta Cafe in Webster, where we spent practically the entire 2002 World Cup, which was held in Korea and Japan. We were there at 6 a.m. for hot dogs with the U.S. playing Portugal. We were there at 2:30 in the morning when the U.S. played Mexico. We were there at the final with the Brazilians going crazy in the parking lot. Alex Lloyd doing a Brazilian dance with the Brazilian liquor. I mean, it was just great memories, and thank you for doing that, because it meant a lot to all of us, all the soccer fans.
Thank you, Andrew. I hear from a lot of people, like, during this World Cup, people say, I was there, I met you there at 2:30 in the morning, you were sleeping, I was knocking on the window, waking you up to watch the first game, and it was a lot of fun. This World Cup, though, I think the games have all been spectacular. I think the coverage is amazing, the broadcasters. So, you know, I'm really excited about what's going to happen, you know, hopefully tomorrow, and see what happens in the final on Sunday.
It's going to be a great final. I'm hoping it's a great final. I don't want to see 0-0, that's for sure. I didn't say nil-nil. Just because of you, I didn't say nil-nil.
But Thank you, Andrew.
I want to talk about what you're doing for the anniversary, because instead of paying it back, you're paying it forward, and you giving some significant donations to two very important local causes. So tell us about that.
Yeah, we thought about, you know, how do we thank Rochester for supporting us for 40 years, and we're going to do, like, a big party, and we thought about a marketing campaign, billboards, and TV, radio, and stuff. And then, you know, one day I ran into Gary Mervis at the field at the Lancer game, and I thought, you know what, I've been there. Those kids come from all over the country. Usually it's their last trip, and it's free for their families, free for them, brothers and sisters. There's all kinds of programs. So I said, you know, instead of us spending all this money on that, let's give it to Camp Good Days. So we decided to give $40,000 to Camp Good Days. They accepted a check on Saturday. And over the last few years, we've raised over really close to $56,000 for the Breast Cancer Coalition of Rochester with our Pink Box campaign. So we just wanted to have them there to kind of, you know, give them a check for $40,000 to kind of go with our 40-year anniversary. But then we wanted to surprise them and tell them that we are going to start the campaign again in October. And this time we are going to guarantee $41,000 in an effort for our 41st anniversary. And we'll hopefully give them that check late next year at the end of 2019.
That's fantastic. And along with the anniversary, you started the Pizza Hall of Fame, and there's many too many people to list on the show here, but I'm sure it'll be on the website. And by the way, there's a new look to the Salvatore's website. It looks fantastic, all nice and bright and white, with very, very easy to understand and easy to navigate. So definitely check out salvatores.com. But why the Pizza Hall of Fame?
Well, we just started, like, you know, after I had a little memory issue, we started kind of, like, going back and reflecting on who was working with us and how it went. And we had a lot of notes, and you know, we had a lot of 25th anniversary parties and who was there, 20th, 25th, 30th, 4th, you know, now, you know, obviously 30th, you know, we kept track of all these people. And we made a list of people that were influential. You know, I couldn't have done this alone. I mean, I had one store. And I just got lucky that a lot of young people wanted to grow, and when they got old enough to get into business, they wanted to stay, you know, with us. They decided college wasn't for them, and, you know, we grew from individual employees buying Salvatore locations. That's how we grew. It wasn't like investors. We never had a bank loan. We never had, you know, financial guys behind us. It was just like young guys saying, hey, you know, I'm ready. Okay, we'll set up a small store, and then, you know, again and again and again. And, you know, now we're at 28 locations, and I never imagined that. And, you know, we're at the Blue Cross Arena, we're at Frontier Field, we're at CMAC, yeah, obviously, and we're at the soccer park, the Marine Auto Stadium. So it's kind of cool to kind of, you know, see how many people have, you know, made careers out of Salvatore. There's kids that have gone to college, there's kids that have graduated from college, all off of, you know, a little dough recipe that, you know, my wife helped me create back in 1978, and then the rest is history.
And then it's familia, a lot of family involved, a lot of great people. So, again, we encourage everyone to, when you're watching your World Cup matches this week and soccer throughout the next summer and fall, you know, Salvatore's is a great place to get that food fix, because they did deliver everything but babies, that famous line that Sam came up with. But, Sam, I want to talk about the Lancers real quick, because the men Lancers are done. They finished off very strong. Nice crowd on Saturday for the season finale against Fort Pitt, which they won 1-0. And what are your thoughts on the men?
You know, I think they had a great year. You know, we had a lot of injuries. You know, a lot of things that happened behind the scenes people don't know about. But, you know, guys were injured, so they couldn't make trips. They couldn't make games. And when you got two, three of your key guys, you know, struggling all year with, you know, ice on their ankles and knees. And it was more difficult year with our star players than I imagined behind the scenes. But I'm really happy on what Doug Miller did with the team and Adam Schwartz. I think the Lady Lancers, Andrew, I'm hoping we're the number two seed and we get to play Lancaster, and that's our goal right now. But we have to win Saturday, and I think we will win Saturday. And fan-wise, I mean, you know, we had some, you know, questionable dates that I picked, and it was my fault. But bad dates, rain, you know, 100-degree weather, but – Saturday, there was no excuses, and everybody showed up. It was a great date. There wasn't a lot of conflict. The weather was great, and we had an amazing turnout. So I'm really happy that, and I think we proved that the stadium can work. But you got to, you know, dates are important, weather's important, and a lot of little obstacles are important.
That's very true. And as you mentioned, Sam, the women still have a chance to make the playoffs. They have to win on Saturday. The match will be DeUville College against the Western New York Flash, and then they'll need some help from the Connecticut and New England and Long Island Rough Riders, or Long Island Iced Tea, as we like to call them. Depending on those results, the Lady Lancers could finish second, which means they would go to Lancaster next week for the playoffs. But we'll have to see what happens over the weekend. But, Sam, any thoughts on next year? I know there's been talk about where the team might be playing. What can you reveal anything to us at this point, or is it still in the works?
You know, I haven't talked to David Dworkin, but I told him and Wendy that, you know, whatever they do, if they are going to stay there, we're going to, you know, do what we got to do to support them. You know, if they leave the stadium and the Rhinos don't come back, then, you know, quite honestly, it's probably my third choice of where I'd like the team to play. But I'm going to be loyal to them for their commitment to soccer in this community. And if they stay, we're going to stay at the Marine Auto Stadium. And if they don't, we're probably going to either go back to Aquinas or another venue that, you know, we have a big meeting about next week.
All right, Sam. We'll be looking forward to seeing the results of that. And hopefully the women will come through with a big win on Saturday and get into the playoffs again. Even if they don't, Salgamano did a fantastic job for a team that didn't win a game last year. They're on the verge of making the playoffs in their second season. So hats off to all the players, both men and women, for the Lancers. They do this for the love of the game, not for money, not for glory. They do it because they love the sport. So, and it's just like you do. So, Sam, thanks so much. And I'll be talking to you on Saturday on the Soccer Sam Show, previewing the World Cup final, whichever two teams are in it.
Andrew, thank you very much for all your support this season. You, Soccer City Grass, Bob D'Angelo, and obviously Joe Sirianni, we really appreciate it. You guys have been loyal to us since day one, and we really appreciate all the coverage. And I'll see you Saturday, my friend.
See you then. Thanks, Sam.
Bye-bye.
Soccer Sam Fantuzzo here on Soccer is the Kick in the Grass. When we come back, we'll have Michael Lewis and more World Cup talk next on Soccer is the Kick in the Grass on WYSL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM and live on the web at socceristhekickinthegrass.com.
If I knew you were coming, I'd have baked the beets. Kiss it each, kiss it each, kiss it each. Says up your company, a tip, a chip, and a cake. A chip, and a cake. A chip, and a cake. Says up your company, a tip, a chip, and a cake. Come stack, come stack, come stack. Now I don't know where you came from, cause I don't know where you've been. But it really doesn't matter. Grab a chair and fill your platter and dig, dig, dig right in. Zappia Cavania, Tipa Chivana Pits, Rapid Chapel, Guamuzarel, Zappia Cavania, Tipa Chivana Pits, Kiss it each, Kiss it each, Kiss it each.
Top Notch Monogramming is
Soccer, Lancers, U.S. National Team, Pelé, Pittsburgh United.
Top Notch Monogramming is
Reggae, Bob Marley, Grateful Dead, Giant Panda, Clash.
Top Notch Monogramming is
embroidery, screen printing, heat transfers.
Top Notch Monogramming is
Rochester, Pittsburgh, USA Wear.
Top Notch Monogramming.com, 248-2650. Top Notch Monogramming, peace and love since 1992.
An experienced professional with more than 15 years in dentistry, Dr. David Olivo welcomes new patients to his family practice at 2005 Lyle Avenue. At the office of Dr. Olivo, you'll discover a warm and comforting environment staffed by professionals who are committed to providing the best available dental care while assuring your complete comfort. Call 328-3382 for an appointment. Dr. David Olivo, offering quality dentistry with a gentle touch.
Mayhem is everywhere.
I'm your unstable ceiling fan. If you push my button one more time, I'm gonna lose my blades. And if you got sold the wrong home insurance, the cost of fixing these windows could leave your head spinning. So get Allstate.
Call East Rochester Allstate agent Vincenzo Scolo at 585-381-3530 today.
Looking to save money on your weekly grocery bill? Visit Olindo's Cash and Carry at 1510 Lyle Avenue in Rochester. Olindo's provides Italian and Spanish items, imported and domestic cheeses, deli meats, and homegrown produce with a perfect blend of quality, selection, value, and personal service. Olindo's wholesale prices are the best around, and there's no membership fee. Call Olindo's at 647-1985 or visit them on the web at olindofoodservice.com.
Soccer is a kick in the grass on WYSL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM.
Soccer is a kick in the grass. It's the U.S. Soccer Report with the editor of FrontRowSoccer.com, former Rochester Lancers reporter and a 2012 inductee into the Lancers Wall of Fame, Michael Lewis.
I want to be a part of it. New York, New York.
And Michael's World Cup segment tonight in lieu of the U.S. Soccer Report, brought to you by Top Notch Monogramming, Northfield Common in Pittsburgh. 248-2650 is the phone number, or go to topnotchmonogramming.com, which will be updated in the near future for some well-deserved brand new pictures and a new look to make it a little easier for everybody to see it on different types of media, different types of devices. So if you have, if you need your shirts embroidered, monogrammed, if you have belong to a team and you want towels or bags monogrammed, give that special touch for your team, or jerseys, anything with jerseys, things like that. Or, of course, if you're a big soccer fan, you support the U.S. national team, even though we're not in the World Cup, go to your U.S. soccer gear at Top Notch Monogramming. Tony will take great care of you. He is top notch. Michael, I mean, we're down to the last four matches of the World Cup. I can't believe it's almost done.
Yeah. You know, at one time we thought, oh, this World Cup is going on forever, and then you turn around and here we are in the home stretch. I've been to enough of them to know that I felt like I had been away from home forever. And when you get to that final week, at least when you're on the road, you get that second, maybe third, maybe fourth win because you know the end is in sight. But this has been a fantastic World Cup to watch, entertaining, the drama. You can't write scripts for some of these matches, and I just hope the remaining four games, three that are really meaningful, continue that tradition.
Well, if you go to frontrowsoccer.com, Michael's website, has an article talking about the impressive numbers. Fox's quarterfinal ratings were off the charts. Some of the best rated matches, some of the most watched matches in World Cup history.
You know, on Saturday I was going into New York City for the Cosmos B game, and unfortunately it was during the time when I was the Russia-Croatia game was on, and I watched the game, the second half, and the penalty shootout on my phone. I never thought I'd be ever doing that in my wildest dreams years ago. And heaven knows how many people have watched it outside of the traditional devices, i.e. I'm talking about TVs and whatnot. But it's, you know, if you don't watch the World Cup, you're missing out. I mean, I guess anyone who's listening to the show, there's a good chance you probably watch. You don't have to watch every game, but you probably watch some games or a lot of games. But it's been worth it, and it'll be a strange situation waking up Monday morning, knowing we're going back to quote unquote normal life, at least in soccer land.
Well, I guess depending, except for the country that wins the World Cup, I don't think it'll be normal there. I wouldn't be surprised if there's a national holiday called by the leader of whichever of the four countries wins, because I think any one of those four has spent a long time, and sometimes has never been, for Belgium and Croatia. They've never won the World Cup. I mean, Michael, I mean, I'm predicting England, France, so is Dick. But if it turns out to be Belgium, Croatia in the final, we're going to have a first-time winner of the World Cup. And you said, I think a long time ago, those things, a few weeks, which is a long time in the World Cup jargon, that would be the capper for this World Cup if we could have a brand new champion.
Yes, and actually back in 2010 in South Africa, Spain played the Netherlands. Both teams had never won the World Cup. Netherlands, arguably the best second-place team not to win a World Cup in 1974 and 1978 against Spain. And unfortunately, that final did not live up to the reputations of both teams and countries' soccer or football history. But we got a new champion crowned, definitely the best team of that competition. Yeah, that would be a lot of fun, I think, watching maybe a new coronation come Sunday. Nothing against England and France. I'll tell you this, I was in France when the French won it all. And I was outside at 4 o'clock in the morning, the Sunday night or Monday morning, when France won it. And it felt like a Sunday afternoon. There were so many people on the street. There was so much excitement in Paris. And I had an opportunity. I traditionally used to stay over a couple extra days for the World Cup just to take things in, to get back down to earth. And I went to the Champs-Élysées, and that place was packed as well, too. And that was Bastille Day, as it turned out, too. And
wow.
That combination, I had never seen, again, so much excitement in France in my life. And fortunately, I knew enough French to understand what was going on, too.
Well, that's good to know. If you ever, it's always good to know a few words. Now, if Belgium wins, I don't know if you know any Flemish, but I think you get away with French or German if it's Belgian. But I don't think any of us knows any Croatian, though.
You know, go on, I'm sorry.
It's going to be interesting. I mean, again, I want England, France for many reasons, but I mean, it's different with Spain and the Netherlands because they were two such established soccer countries, probably two of the countries that were the best countries playing this sport who had never won the World Cup. Belgium, I think, and Croatia, I think, would be a letdown, I think, for some U.S. fans just because they're not big soccer countries. They don't have the pedigree of England and France that would be people everybody knows. Obviously, a lot of English fans here, a lot of French people as well. Mm-hmm. So I think for the U.S. fan, I think they would be wanting an England-France final because just the history between the two countries. So many players in the French team play in England. They're very familiar with each other. And I still remember that I think it was it 1990, I believe, when England played France in the World Cup, and I think it was Bobby Robson scored the fastest goal in World Cup history after 24 seconds, I believe, if my memory serves me right.
It was sometime way back there. It could have been 1990 or so. They do definitely have storied history. I thought with a lot of other observers, experts, pundits, whatever you want to call us, writers, that I really thought, you know, France's time would be, you know, 2022. Hey, you're this deep in the tournament. You don't listen to anyone else but your feet and your mind and your hearts. When you're a team, you go out there and play your best. This could be their time. I just get the feel. My gut feeling is that the France-Belgium game potentially is a World Cup final. You've just got two really quality sides there. And you could definitely make a case for either team. Hopefully they will continue what they have done in previous games. Usually quarterfinals tend to be better played, more classic, or that sort of thing. Semifinals are getting back down to earth, and finals sometimes could be really disappointing. But hopefully, I'm keeping my fingers crossed that it will be as I've said before, a fun, entertaining, and dramatic game. Since I'm not writing on deadline or anything like that, they could score, you know, into stoppage time. That'll be fine, too. A winning goal then, that'll be fine for me.
But yeah, that does make a difference. But by the way, I know Bob Turgeon will be calling me on Facebook. The fastest goal in World Cup history is Hakan Şükür of Turkey, 11 seconds against South Korea. It was Brian Robson, not Bobby Robson, 1982, France against England. So I was close. Just ahead of Clint Dempsey's 32-second goal for the U.S. against Ghana in 2014. But it's going to be, I think, the semifinals could be great. I mean, I remember that France-West Germany final a number of years ago that what finished 1-1 in regulation and 3-3 after stoppage time. So, and then, of course, Italy getting knocked out in 1990 on penalties was a very dramatic ending because Italy had not given up a goal the whole World Cup, and finally Argentina scored against them. We'll see, Michael. It's going to be, I think, both matches are going to be... Could have the potential to be great matches if the teams continue to play like they have been.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I just hope, you know, let's face it, all four coaches are going to go out and find the best 11 that they feel could play against and perform well against the opposition and use tactics that will give them the best advantage with the ball. And maybe throw in a wrench against the other team, maybe a surprise midfielder, a holding midfielder. You just wonder if England might want to use Dyer as a holding midfielder against Croatia, maybe to slow down Modric and company, although maybe Southgate wants to just go with a winning combination and let the players on the field dictate what's going to happen. And maybe sometimes you get surprised that a player who's not maybe well known for his defensive capabilities does have an outstanding game because that's his assignment to shut down a particular player. There's so much to talk about beforehand in terms of little things like that, the tactics and what sort of lineups teams should use. And that's just the start of it. Obviously, when the whistle goes off tomorrow, you know, Tuesday and Wednesday at 2 o'clock Eastern time, things will be decided.
All the matches now are on the Fox Network. Again, tomorrow, 2, Belgium, France. Wednesday, 2, Croatia, England. The third-place playoff will be Saturday at 10 a.m., and the final will be Sunday at 11 a.m. So if you go to church, make sure to get home and turn on that television or get your VCR or your DVR powered up and make sure you tape the game. Michael, thanks so much. We'll talk to you on Saturday on the Soccer Sam Show to preview the World Cup final.
I know we'll have plenty to look back at and forward to as well, too. Great to be on as usual. Thank you.
Thanks, Michael. It's Michael Lewis live from New York. I want to thank Michael, Dick Howard, of course, and Soccer Sam. Soccer Sam Fantuzzo, our special guest tonight. Again, go to Salvatores.com to help the Salvatores celebrate their 40th anniversary. The Rush of Lady Lancers are at the Western New York Flash Saturday at 6 p.m. at Deauville College. If they win, they could still make the UWS playoffs. So if you have a chance to get over there, check it out. Go to rlancers.com for more information. This has been Andrew Battisti, Dick Howard, Michael Lewis, Joe Ciriani over at the Italian American Sports Club, and Bob D'Angelo in the control room at WISL. Be with us next Monday at 6:30 for Soccer is a Kick in the Grass here on WISL, 92.1 FM and 1040 AM, and live on the web at soccerisakickinthegrass.com. Good night, everyone.
Soccer is a Kick in the Grass is presented by Dr. David Olivo Family Dentistry and brought to you by the following sponsors: the Rochester Rhinos, Top Notch Monogramming, Northfield Commons, Pittsburgh, Salvatore's Pizza and Donuts Delight, Faber Homes, Claridge Decorating Center, Glacier Ridge Sports Park, Olindo's, and Allstate Insurance agent Enzo Scolo. Tune in again next week for Soccer is a Kick in the Grass.